When Krakatoa erupted on August 27, 1883, the island exploded and collapsed into the cavity under the sea. The eruption was so violent that it was heard 4,600 kilometers away. A steamship anchored near the island was thrown 2.5 kilometers away. Tidal waves, or tsunami, looking like black hills in the sea and rising to 40 meters in height, crashed upon the shores of Java and Sumatra, washing away coastal towns and villages and killing 40,000 people. The waves were still a meter high when they reached Sri Lanka, where they drowned one person, the last victim of the Great Krakatoa eruption. 32 hours after the great explosion, the waves reached the western coast of Europe, now only centimeters high. The details of the eruption are almost incredible. A column of ash was sent 50 kilometers high, and more than 18 cubic kilometers of rock was blasted into the air. Most of the heavy debris came down locally, but ash fell as far away as Singapore, 840 kilometers to the north, Cocos Island, 1,155 kilometers to the southwest, and on ships as far as 6,076 kilometers northwest. The cloud of ash was so thick that the sky was completely darkened in the area near Krakatoa for a day. Finer ash and aerosol chemicals entered the higher atmosphere and circled the equator in 13 days. Blue and green suns were observed. A few months later, the ash and gases from the eruption had spread northward, causing such vivid red sunsets that fire trucks were called out in several cities, including New York and New Haven, Connecticut, because they were mistaken for fires. Unusual sunsets continued for 3 years. The layer of volcanic dust that caused these visual effects in the atmosphere also filtered the sun's radiation, causing global temperatures to drop 1.2 degrees Celsius in the year following the eruption. Temperatures did not return to normal until 5 years after the explosion. After the eruption, all that was left of the island was the southern end. Where before it had been covered with a tropical rainforest, now it was covered with a layer of hot volcanic ash over 40 meters thick. Since the ash was between 300 and 850 degrees Celsius, all life on the island had been destroyed. Rakata was left completely sterile.